That's why I need to read book four, because they did stop at a very interesting place in the third book. It was they left it at a cliffhanger, and I just wanted to know exactly what was going to happen next. That's why I wanted to read book four. Okay, so let's have a look at the first book then. The first book is when we actually meet James, and we follow him through his first year of Hogwarts. And this book's called James Potter and the Elders, Hall of Elders Crossing, I think, something along those lines. And in this one, this is where James comes to Hogwarts for the first time, and he meets two new friends, which are not actually in the same house as him. James gets sorted into Gryffindor, his two friends that he meets, these two friends that he becomes friends with, unlike Hermione and Ron, who end up in Gryffindor with Harry in the Harry Potter series, James' friends, Ralph and Zane, are both in different houses. Ralph, who was a Muggle born, and he's a Muggle born, and he gets put into Slytherin house, and then there is Zane, who is from America, and he's also a Muggle born, I think. Yeah, I think he's a Muggle born as well, and he's from America. He's come from America for a short time. His parents are there on work business, and so he has come to Hogwarts temporarily, and he gets put into Ravenclaw. So James's friends are both in Slytherin and Ravenclaw, while he's in Gryffindor. In the first book, we find that another class of students come to Hogwarts as visitors. They have a visiting class who come for the year, and they are also from America. But James's friend Zane didn't come with this American class. He came with his parents, but this class actually come in halfway through the school year. They don't come at the beginning of the school year, but a couple of months into the first term of the school year. So, and they are here to have an experience of Britain and see what the British school